Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Avoiding unhealthy foods can be hard, but taking one small step can make a big difference. Like adding one salad to your meals each week, eating one more piece of fruit a day, filling one half of your plate with fruits and veggies. Better food choices are well within your reach. Soon, you'll find that one healthy choice leads to another. The more you make, the better you feel. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Today's cattle futures market mixed, but generally lower. The April live cattle down 72 at 140.17. June live cattle 47 lower at 138. August lives up 2 at 138.55. October down 2. December down 42. Some action on that June-August live cattle spread. The thing picked up about 50 cents on the day. Also some interest in the October-December live cattle spread. That thing's taken off with October only down 2 today. And December down 42, so some interest there. Feeder cattle are 72 lower in March at 155.97. They expire tomorrow, so if you're in those March feeder cattle, either with futures or options, need to look at your position and see if you want to just get out, let it expire, roll it out to a further out month. April feeder cattle down 67 at 163.77. May's down 50 at 168.90. August down a buck 20 here at 180.20. And then we have a hogs and pigs report after the close today. But the Aprils are down $1.52. May's down $1.77. June's down 40. Some action there on that June D's hog spread. And quite a bit of anticipation in this report. Of course, the hog market's been extremely volatile over the last couple of months. We have a box beef today was up about $2. Which put choice at 267 and cash at 138.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
Corn futures today were up 12 in May at 738.5. July's up 11.5 at 719.75. December only up 3 here at 655.75. So that September December corn spread is 3.75 of a cent higher at 17.75. A lot of action in that spread. Most people this time of year, especially in the South, in Louisiana and Texas, they'll trade that September-December spread because September to the South is new crop. December to the North is new crop. So the difference in between those two, if you're in the South and have a crop, you can somewhat try to take advantage of that. Today, soybean markets are 22 higher in May. November up 21.5 at 14.70, and then the wheat's bouncing back. July Kansas City up 22.25 at 10.46.5. That's about 50 cents off the low yesterday. Chicago wheat anywhere from 10 to 16 higher. Minneapolis 15 to 19 higher. Today's cotton futures were up 303 in May at 139.84. They were briefly over 140. December up 140 at 112.44. So those markets rocking right along. The equities today down 88 in the Dow, down 28 in the S&P. Crude oil's up about $3.40, and natural gas pressing higher here, up 23 at 5.56 in May.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.